The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
Wake up, world. It's time for the William Malcolm Morning Show, where we encourage you to pursue your dreams and live a life filled with passion and purpose. So turn up your volume and prepare to be inspired. Now, here's your host, William Malcolm.
Good morning, America, Detroit City. It is a fine, sunny day in Detroit. Great holiday weekend, Memorial Day weekend. We thank all of our veterans for their service, and very excited to have a guest in studio today. I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Hi, William. My name is Michelle Gilbert. I am the Vice President of Public Relations for Comcast here in Michigan.
All righty. And Comcast, you know, I don't think you have to explain what Comcast is, but just go ahead and, you know, move your mic in a little bit. Get comfortable with it. Yep.
You can bring it
a little bit closer. Right. We want everyone to hear you just fine. Yes, you are all set. So Okay. Let's talk about the Comcast company.
Yeah. So Comcast is a technology company. We've got deep roots here in Michigan and certainly in Detroit. Been here a long time. A lot of people think we are a cable company. And
yes
that is how we started. Started as, you know, video provider. Mm-hmm. But we've really grown far beyond that. You know, a few years ago, actually, our internet subscribers surpassed our video subscribers.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Really?
Yes. And, you know, obviously, internet is something that we all rely on every single day. But we also provide Xfinity home services, mm-hmm. like home security.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know about the home security.
Okay. Yeah. And, of course, still video services. I think what we're best known for is our X1 platform, which basically brings all of your streaming services onto one platform. So it makes it really, really easy to find what you want to watch. When you want to watch it, you just speak it into your X1 remote and say, watch Ozark on Netflix, and boom, you're
just
there.
Just that easy. And you know what? And I'm glad you're talking about that because, you know, a lot of times right now, with especially with this, all these options, and some people are ditching this and getting that. And then there's something about simplicity. And I will say that with my grandmother, and I don't know if she's listening, but you know, having these options, simplicity would be better. So if she had something like what's that called again? We want to make sure that's
sure. Right. So it's through Xfinity. It's called our X1 platform, and we have a remote that lets you say and speak what
so
you.
So no more typing. You could just say it.
No more typing.
Okay. So say that one more. I'm probably going to get that. So say it one more time.
X1. If you have Xfinity video service, you probably have
you just don't
X1
even know
platform.
It. You just don't know
right.
it.
Right. Yes.
All right.
Because
I remember when I was telling some folks that you were coming on, you know, and I'm sure you get this all the time. People talk about how can they lower my cable? talk about that.
Sure.
But it's one of those things. And first of all, just thank. I was like, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, well, with respect to lowering your bill, you know, there's lots of ways that you can be more savvy with your money. And I would tell you that the number one thing is to bundle your services. Mm-hmm. The best kept secret that most people don't realize is that if you have Xfinity Internet, you can also bring your wireless service, and you're absolutely going to save money if you have Xfinity Mobile.
So you heard it first.
That is the number one way to lower your bill.
You know what? And you probably haven't. I'm sure it's not the first time you said it, but you heard it on the William Malcolm Morning Show. Listen, we want to help you put money back in your pocket. And so the one best way to lower your cable bill is to bundle.
Yeah, bundle and bring your mobile service to whoever your provider is. And again, a lot of people don't realize that Xfinity Mobile exists, but it's a very, very easy way to lower your bill.
Well, listen, first of all, thank you for that tip. We want to bundle, but I'm just so excited you're here today. You have just one of the things I love about organizations. I've been doing this show for, I think, man, over a decade, and I love bringing businesses on that have a heart for the community. And I cannot think of another organization or business such as Comcast that really has a deep heart for our community. So let's just kind of talk about some of the things today that your work, just a couple of the things. We've got to have you back because there's so many things that you're working on. But just talk about this recent announcement. And I think it's $1 million. Let's just talk about that. What's that about?
Yeah. So let me back up. 2020, mm-hmm. You know, a lot happened, right?
Yeah, I think something called COVID.
COVID, social unrest, a lot of different things happened. And you're right. Comcast is an organization that is cares deeply about the communities in which its employees and customers live and work. And we're always looking at ways to give back. And so in 2020, we introduced a program called Comcast Rise. Mm-hmm. And RISE stands for Representation, Investment, Strength, and Empowerment.
Love that.
And we developed the program to really support the businesses that were the hardest hit during mm-hmm. the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And frankly, that was businesses owned by people of color. Mm-hmm. And so we started the program with in-kind grants. They were in the form of technology makeovers, marketing, and media services. And if you think about it, an entrepreneur, let's say someone who owns a restaurant, mm-hmm. they're really good at putting together a menu, managing people, mm-hmm. but they tend to farm out things that maybe are not their area of expertise. Maybe, for example, payroll, things like that. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that businesses really have to pay super close attention to is not just who's your internet provider, but cybersecurity.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cybersecurity threats and attacks went up significantly during the pandemic.
Well, more people were online and they were exposed.
Exactly. So through Comcast Rise, we provide a technology makeover that not only provides you with internet service, with all the right equipment, but also all the right cybersecurity software to protect your business from threats. So the program started with that. And to date in Michigan, we have helped 700 businesses.
700.
In just 2 years.
Thank you.
Wow. In just 2 years.
That is outstanding.
Yeah.
And I really like the part about what you're doing for the cybersecurity because a lot of folks, they don't even think about
exactly.
that. And to your point, someone has a bakery. They're very good at that. That is their niche.
Right.
They don't have, you know, not that they can't do it, but they're wanting to continue making the best cookies or the best cakes. I'm getting hungry right now thinking about it. But that's what they're trying to do. And so you bring in these just walk me through how that works, you know, as far as bringing in, if, you know, we have Mr. Baker out there. They need some additional help. How does that work?
Sure. So the first thing I would say is you go to ComcastRise.com.
Okay.
And I should also mention that since the program started, we have expanded it to women businesses too. Mm-hmm. Because in typical Comcast fashion, when we have a program and we see how well it's working and helping out in the community, we look at how we can expand it. And so this year in particular, we looked at the number of women businesses and a lot of people don't realize it, but women, it's harder for women businesses to get loans. than it is for businesses owned by men.
Yes.
And so we wanted to make an even bigger impact. So you go to ComcastRise.com. The application process is super easy. You just tell them a little bit about what you could use help with, a little bit about your business. Criteria typically is anywhere between 1 and 25 employees. You need to have been in business for a minimum of 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what's nice about this in-kind grant process is it's kind of a rolling where it just keeps going.
It so just keeps going.
An application process opens. It closes. As soon as the process closes, they start a new one. So it's ever going. And, you know, it's I just think it's a great way to help businesses because cash is important, and we'll talk about that piece next.
Okay.
But, you know, I kind of equate it to, you know, if you teach a man to fish, mm-hmm. right? They can continue to fish in providing food for their family. If you teach someone how to be a little bit more cyber savvy, then they know what to look for. And listen, none of us are experts in anything, and we all have to rely on others to help us with those pieces that maybe we are not the experts in. And the cyber threats and attacks are unfortunately advancing at such a steadfast rate. We need a technology partner who can be by our side and have our back and know that they're watching out for us through the software and all of the upgrades that they're continuously providing.
And I just can't think of a better peace of mind
right.
to know that is being handled.
Absolutely.
And let's take a step back before we go to commercial break. I always like to ask why is it so important for a company such as, especially a Comcast,
right.
you know, why is it so important to give back to the community? Why is that in your ethos? Why is
sure.
that so important to your company?
I'm so glad you asked that. Well, I will tell you two things. First of all, small businesses are at the heart and soul of our communities. And if our small businesses don't thrive, it absolutely has a major trickle-down effect on all of us. And we may not realize it, but it does.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two, our founder, Ralph Roberts, more than 50 years ago, believe it or not, I know because everyone says, oh, Comcast is such a large company. We were a small business once, too. And that has
and
never...
And it's hard to remember. You know, because you...
Right.
You just think it started big.
I was 4 years old,
right,
you know?
Right, right.
But the, you know, the company and its founders never forgot that. And that is just one way in which Comcast gives back. We support thousands of nonprofits across our entire country. We're huge supporters of hundreds of nonprofits across Michigan and here in the Detroit area. So, you know, giving back is to nonprofits, to small businesses is really, truly at the core of who we are.
And I just want to just state in this name, you know, family, you know that I do a lot of community work. And this new position that I have with this organization called the Hidden Genius Project, Comcast is a huge supporter of the work that we do. And primarily the work is to train and teach young men of color technology creation, entrepreneurship, and leadership skills. And so I just want to thank you as a Detroit director. Thank you to your organization. And the other piece is not just financial. We had we recruited our first class of geniuses, and we needed the community to come on and help with our interview day. And I have to say that Comcast, your colleagues showed up in force. They helped us interview, and it really... You know, in a lot of these young men, this was their first time. We're talking about young men ages from rising ninth grader
mm-hmm.
through junior. And some of them have never had an interview before.
Right.
And so that could be terrifying for anyone. And so when you have a young person that's going, they really did it with such compassion. And I just want to thank you on the air and
Aww.
Just thank you and your organization and everyone that's a part of Comcast for that, because it really allowed us to have a very enjoyable interview day, and these young people took away something that they can build upon for their future. So really thank you for that.
Well, thank you for saying that. And the thank you goes to our employees who are rock stars. And Comcast attracts employees who truly want to give back to the community because that's what our company stands for. And so they show up in big ways and they love helping other people. And, you know, you can't put a price on that kind of volunteer support, you know, when you're offering your expertise. And that's why people stay with our company for so long, because they feel like it fits with who they are.
And I'm going to say, we're going to go to break, and I'm going to say this. Listen, so I don't know what if you don't have Comcast, get Comcast, because they actually support our community and grants financially and in their time. So if you don't have Comcast, if you switch from Comcast, switch back, because they believe in it. I'm saying what you can't say.
Thank you. Michelle.
All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Take William Malcolm everywhere you go with the WLQV mobile app, available in your app store today.
Does your health insurance carrier coordinate with your auto insurance carrier? Hi, I'm Stephanie Coney, insurance broker for London Consulting and Insurance Firm. Our independent office specializes in both personal and commercial lines insurance. If you're looking for great customer service, then contact me, Stephanie Coney, at the London Consulting Firm today by calling 1-800-651-9142 or visit www.londonconsultingfirm.com.
Northland Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram is under new ownership, new management. The new Northland Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram remains a family-owned business and is considered to be the gold standard of auto dealerships. We are 100% committed to customer satisfaction and will do whatever we can to earn and retain your business. We are in the center of the Metro Detroit area, conveniently located on 8 Mile Road in Oak Park. Northland is the first and last place you will need to shop for a new or used car by Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, or Ram. Visit NorthlandChryslerJeepDodge.com or call 248-398-9200 to learn more.
William Malcolm is back with more next.
When you're looking for a trusted, professional, and creative team using state-of-the-art technology to capture your precious life moments and events, choose the second-to-none company for videography and live multimedia services.
One Vision Media Group.
Call us today at 1-800-764-3110 or visit our website at onevisionmediagroup.com. That's the number one, visionmediagroup.com. One Vision Media Group.
Our focus is on you.
Style, swag, and information overload. The William Malcolm Morning Show is live on Faith Talk Detroit.
All righty, this is William Malcolm. William Malcolm Morning Show each and every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Brian, the producer extraordinaire, is bringing me back in style. My guest is Michelle Gilbert, Vice President of Public Relations at Comcast Cable Heartland Region. Before we went to break, we were just talking about all of the great community work that Comcast has done in our community. We learned about the risk history. We learned why it's so important for Comcast to give back to community. So now we really want to talk about this investment. What is this investment, and how can we let our listeners know about it and how they can take advantage of it?
Absolutely. So we have opened up the Comcast Rise Investment Fund here in Detroit, Highland Park, and Hamtramck. We are going to be giving away $110,000 grants to small businesses that are owned by people of color or women, or both.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So that's $1 million.
I was going to say, you know, I know it's Saturday and I'm not in school anymore,
right,
but I'm doing the math and
doing
I'm like, that's
math.
$1 million.
It's $1 million in
wow.
grants. And the application Period opens on June 1st and goes to June 14th.
So just coming up next week?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And you can find out more information at ComcastRise.com. But the primary criteria is that your business has to be located in either Detroit, Hamtramck, or Highland Park, have between 1 and 25 employees, and have been in business for a minimum of 3 years. And again, 51% or more owned by a person of color or a woman.
Wow. Thank you for that. And that opens up on the 1st and it closes
on June 14th.
June 14th. So about 2 weeks they can take advantage of that.
Quick application period. But it's not a lengthy application process.
Right. And that's good because a lot of times people hear about this and I think that they think that some...
It's intimidating.
It's intimidating.
It shouldn't be.
And a lot of times people don't take advantage of things because of that. So I'm glad you're here and you're letting them know. And they can go to what the website again is?
www.comcastrise.com.
All right. And so outside of that, I know offline we were talking about the digital equity here in Detroit.
Yes.
People hear those terms. What does that mean?
Sure. So digital equity, it's, you know, there is a digital divide. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the digital divide has been around longer than the pandemic. And mm-hmm. Comcast has been chipping away and trying to bridge the digital divide for more than 10 years with our Internet Essentials program that really works to alleviate all of the barriers of digital equity. And there are really two pieces of digital equity. There is digital access. And when we talk about access, that means you cannot get a high-speed broadband line to your house. Mm-hmm. So in rural areas, that is an issue. That is not an issue in the city of Detroit.
Absolutely.
Not an issue. Right, the infrastructure
issue.
Is there. So in Detroit and in other income-constrained areas, digital adoption is the issue that we need to deal with. And there are barriers to digital adoption. Price has always been one, but it shouldn't be anymore, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Equipment mm-hmm. is an issue because even if you have an internet at your house, if you don't have the right equipment to get online for school or for work, then your internet doesn't really do anything for
you. That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And then there's another big bucket which kind of encompasses a lot of challenges. It could be I don't trust the internet. I don't know how to use the internet. I don't have the right technological support or the right training. And so Comcast is committed to alleviating all three of those barriers and really educating people about the difference so that we're using the right language and we're putting our dollars where they should be going to alleviating those three barriers.
That is the first of all, you've just educated me on that. And so let's go bucket by bucket. So
yeah.
the economic bucket. What
yeah. So the economic bucket, the most important thing that your listeners need to know is that there is money. If you are eligible, income constrained, there is money waiting for you. The affordable connectivity program mm-hmm. was created by the federal government to help income-constrained households get online. In essence, it's a $30 per month credit to your internet bill. If you are a subscriber to Comcast, as well as some other internet companies in our area that already have programs that provide internet access for as low as $10 a month, you couple those two programs together and you can, in essence, get internet service in your home for free.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And so for you all, they would just, I'm assuming, they would just go to, they pay their bill online or
yeah.
however.
Yeah. So I would tell, if you're a Comcast customer, go to internetessentials.com. And if you're already on Internet Essentials, but you're not taking care of the Affordable Connectivity Program, you're going to find information on there so how you can combine the two programs.
Okay. All right. So that's the one bucket.
Yes.
What's the other?
So the second bucket is the equipment piece. Mm-hmm. And Comcast donates thousands of laptops every single year. We provide them to nonprofit organizations. We give them to families. We've given them to the city of Detroit to give to families in need. And it's not a one and done because we all know what happens mm-hmm. with our laptops. They can be you know, within a year, they can be outdated.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in order to get the high speeds that your internet service at home is providing, your internet equipment needs to be updated every couple of years. And then that third bucket, which we talk about, you know, the technology support, we invest millions of dollars every single year with nonprofit organizations to provide digital training, both in person and online, helping, providing the support that people need to get online, to sign up for the Affordable Connectivity Program. That is a newer initiative that we're getting involved in. So, there's a lot of support out there, and it's something that we have been committed to for more than a decade, and we will stay committed to this issue until we do not have a digital divide, which is what we need to get to.
I love that last line, because you said until we do not. And so you are very committed. And listen, we don't have cameras in studio today, but I'm going to tell you, if we did, you see Mrs. Michelle right now, you would believe.
Oh, my God. I am so passionate about this.
I can feel it, and yeah. I'm sure everyone else can feel the passion about it. So let's just go and find out about these initiatives as well? What's the website?
So a couple different things. If you can go to internetessentials.com, which is Comcast's program to bridge the digital divide. And we provide high-speed broadband for only $9.95 a month. We have free online training. You can even purchase a computer for $150.
Wow.
So it's a great, great program. It's been in place for over 10 years. Also, go to Google Affordable Connectivity Program to get all the information you need on that program and saving $30 a month.
Well, listen, that's the best way to close out the show, talking about how you can help people and save them money. This is William Malcolm. Have a great weekend. God bless.
Malcolm Morning Show.
Sponsored by William Malcolm Lux Collection.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.